Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Kemp.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you. Most people know that Aquafil has a recycled nylon 6 polymer, some of which comes from bringing fish nets and recycling fish nets, and other comes from taking carpet and turning it back into carpet. But it's called Econeal. And you've got some news with Econeal. Many people know that it goes into carpet and it has the same qualities as virgin material. But you're also now have got some apparel applications that Aquafil is selling Econeal into, right?
Yeah, apparently, you know, there's a lot of interest from textile consumer brands for a product like Econeal, which is 100% recycled, coming out of waste streams that you just mentioned and others. And so there's definitely a couple of major brands which have announced and now are actively using Econeal in their products. One is Speedo for swimwear. Yeah. Speedo actually have a program not only to use our fiber made with our Econeal product in their garments, but also we have partnered with them and we are taking back all the post-manufacturing waste from their production line to be recycled back into nylon and fiber again. And the other brand is Outer Known, which is a brand founded by Kelly Slater, the 11-time world champion in surfing. And they have made an entire line of sportwear based on Econeal and evidently being something related to the ocean.
Well, we picked up a story in mid-April. April 19th, we ran a story that the Levi, the jean company, was going to be using your Econeal fiber. So, that's a lot of different brands, and that's pretty big news. You know, one of the things that I'm sure has been frustrating to you, and we've covered it a lot on both Floor Daily and in Floor Focus, especially in this May annual report. In the commercial business where most of your product goes, we're seeing carpet eke along in the residential piece of the business. We're actually seeing a little bit of a downturn as LVT takes market share from residential carpet. So that's got to be a little frustrating for you, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, from one side, it's definitely frustrating. I mean, you know, we are deep into the textile kind of flooring.
Yeah.
So we are part of a production chain and process, and we like to see everybody using carpet. But I think we just need to recognize that, you know, that's not the way the world, and in particularly United States, is going toward. I was at the H&D show last week, and I can tell you that pretty much all the carpet mills which were presenting their product as carpet also had some alternative surfaces exhibited in their showroom, and specifically the most popular one was LVT. So it looks more and more than if you want to compete in the flooring industry, you need to present to your customer an alternative number of solutions for their flooring. And most of the time, or a lot of time, these different kind of surfaces are used together. I think this is part of what I would call American normalization in terms of flooring system. In the past, the very large majority of flooring in America was carpet, and now, little by little, the market is transitioning and moving toward LVT. I don't think, you know, it's something that we can stop. I mean, we just need to acknowledge and understand that in the future, customer are going to be more diversified than they are today. From our standpoint, as I said, the first reaction might be negative. Hey, there's going to be less carpet, so obviously less fiber. But, you know, if you think a little bit deeper, that might also be a reason for people not to be so much integrated into the production chain.
Yeah.
Because once you need to present and manufacture and distribute five different products, you really cannot be fully integrated into all the production chain. I mean, you cannot being timber and making ceramic or, you know, making vinyl from the get-go. So I that's the way I see for us opportunities.
Yeah, well, you know, some companies have already backwards integrated, so you're not going to stop that. You've got Shaw and Mohawk. They've obviously backwards integrated, and now they've moved forward with LVT and many other services.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The larger companies, yeah. I mean, they have all the critical mass that they need.
Yeah.
I'm talking more of a medium size, you know, the one that already have a variety of product, or they're going to add a line of products. And so I suspect that the total sale will keep growing if they add different kind of product, but the sale per segment might not.
Yeah, last year at Neocon, we saw where Millican, who had been all carpet, started to launch LVT. And then this year at HD Expo, Interface was previewing some LVT products. So as I go down the list, I think almost all, the only ones that aren't there yet is Atlas is not in it. Maslin is not in it yet. So there's a few holdouts, but many of the carpet companies have gotten into the LVT business and are showing those because many people know in hospitality, even up to the middle price points or maybe just slightly above the middle price points of hotels, we're starting to see LVT in some parts of the room flooring.
Yeah, and you mentioned a few names, obviously, and you're right. I mean, those few names which have been, you know, defending the carpet for so long now have decided to get themselves into LVT or other surfaces. But yeah. If you want, I mean, the same happened also the other way. I mean, if you think about Tarkett in recent year, which was completely out of the carpet business, you know, they came back in and made two major acquisitions, and now they are deeply into carpet, but also they kept the hard flooring business they had before. So it looked like that's the way the industry is organizing. Like, you know, it's a kind of one-stop deal where if you go, especially for some project, if you go and see a customer, you need to have different surfaces to respond to different needs. Otherwise, you may lose opportunities.
Yeah, well, I think there's still room for specialists. In the instance of a lot of these companies, they think it's a bundling play. So I'll be interested to see how it shakes out. But anyway, before we run out of time, let's talk real quickly about Aquafil's business and the business that we focus on. What's your outlook for 2016 for Aquafil USA?
Well, there actually is still a positive outlook. It's not going to be a very brilliant year. It's going to be a year of transition. We have definitely lost a large customer in hospitality, Northwest, which was acquired by Lexmark.
Right.
And now their transition is, I would say, complete. Mm-hmm. But we have grown up with other customers, and we have other opportunities which very likely materialize in 2017. So we're going to kind of bridging through during 2016, and then we expect growth next year.
Yeah, and actually, if you look at the companies that are able to supply a recycled nylon 6, you stand tall with that Slovenia operation you have where you can depolymerize 6 and turn it back into carpet fiber.
No, definitely. We have by far, I mean, with all modesty, the best story about recycled material and sustainable way of making fiber and carpet. It's obvious to everybody that it has been and it still is an upstream battle. You know, once the price of raw material is so low, it's very hard to make material out of waste for the same cost or a similar cost.
Right.
So evidently, the general economic situation with price of oil being so inexpensive did not really help our cause from an economic standpoint, but that did not change our mind. I mean, we're still making a lot of pounds out of fish nets, and we have established an operation here in Cartersville to recycle carpet, and we believe that in the future months we're going to make even more investment, always oriented to recycle carpet, bring carpet back to caprolactam, and make new polymer out of it, even if it may not be immediately paying out. I mean, we believe that that's the right strategy, and we'll keep insisting it. And we are encouraged, as we said at the beginning of this conversation, by the fact that the consumers are interested and attracted by the story. So we believe that then may have a ripple effect into also the carpet industry.
All right. Franco, it's good to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
I've been talking to Franco Rossi, the president of Aquafil USA, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaLA.net.